99.9 WTUZ, your kind of country. It's Eric McElroy in the morning, and it's brought to you by Sarshone Ford of Waynesburg, Z Country.
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Well, wouldn't you know, it's a Friday Eve. Good morning to all of you. Busy day today. With it being Thursday, it's a Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway. $75 to Pam's Posies will be handed out later on this morning. Of course, I'm Eric. Michelle Spring, double duty today. Over in the newsroom. And, of course, helping me out as well. Mary Alice out today for the rest of this week, I do believe. So, if you want to join us, we highly encourage that. We won't look at you as the third wheel, we promise. Send an email, Eric or Michelle at WTUZ.com. Text us to our Weaver Appliance text line, a fancy, fancy piece of modern technology, 330-339-9399. On social media, it's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we're streaming all the time online right there on our website at WTUZ.com. So much more for you. On our website, too, the latest news, stuff from Big Z Sports, podcast section, what's happening section to keep you up to date on what's going on in your community, and so much more. Morning quickies later this hour. Alex Trebek, that's crazy, right? We'll talk about that, Michelle and I. Also, more of your kind of country coming up after this. Don't go anywhere. It's 99.9 WTUZ.
Z Country.
Jason Aldean, that's his latest. It's called Rearview Town. Big news on Jason Aldean coming up here soon in your morning quickies with Michelle and myself. Like I said, though, Michelle pulling double duty today. Maybe she just deserves a donut just because she's pulling double duty, even though she's banned from donuts for the Lenten season. First, before headlines, they're brought to you by First Federal Bank. They're after this on 99.9 WTUZ.
Hi, this is Scott Fennell. At First Federal Community Bank, we take pride in providing excellent service and building lasting relationships. We contribute positively to our communities, one person at a time. Our employees serve as leaders and volunteers in more than 60 local organizations each year. First Federal Community Bank, where we believe in being the change you want to see. Check out our Be the Change campaign on our Facebook page and on our website at firstfed.com. Trust, integrity, service. First Federal Community Bank. Member FDIC.
Good morning. Following a five-year stint at the helm of the Kent State University Tusk campus, Dean and Chief Administration Officer Bradley Bielski has been given an extension. During his 5 years in the Tuscarawas Valley, Bielski says he has seen a camaraderie between the entire community in the university. Walking through campus, communal areas, and interacting with the students has become one of his favorite experiences. In state headlines, a federal judge critical of Ohio's current lethal injection system has scheduled a hearing to review the status of a long-running lawsuit challenging the state's execution method. Judge Michael Mertz in January issued a scathing critique of the first drug used in the process, saying inmates could suffer severe pain because the drug doesn't render them deeply enough unconscious. Mertz set the hearing for Thursday morning in Dayton. For more local and state headlines, visit us at WTUZ.com.
Hello, Michelle.
Hi.
How are you on a Friday Eve?
Good, how are you?
Doing okay. Better than you, I think.
Thanks.
No, just because you've been busier than normal this morning.
Yes.
Hold on, where is Mary now?
She's here. She'll be here this afternoon.
Oh, okay, she's not in D.C. yet.
No.
Okay, I thought that's what this was all about.
No.
I only work here.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I'll fill you in on the details later.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that. So, yes, you doing the double duty.
Yes.
Which, like I said, maybe you deserve a donut, even though...
Although, you know, okay, I walked by there and there are still donuts
they're
from
still
yesterday,
there, yeah.
And they smell so good. I can't do it.
You just microwave it for about five
Stop.
To 6 seconds. Sorry,
Listen, I'm trying... Willpower.
Shouldn't tell you that.
Willpower.
Let's change the subject real quick. It's a Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway. Of course, Pam's right there in Dover. Pam's Posies. We'll hand out $75, Michelle.
Yes.
To Pam's posies. Of course, that'll go towards a lovely bouquet of flowers and put them right there on your mantle, your fireplace, next to your bed. Set the mood if you want with your wife. Throw them in the bedroom. Whatever.
Oh my gosh.
That kind of thing. Pam's, I'm sure, will be happy. Whatever you do with
them. Whatever you do with them.
Yes. We'll let you know later how you can win those. Hey, I told you, I teased this big news on Jason Aldean. Apparently, the ACMs, which will be exactly 1 month from now on April the 7th. Today is March the 7th, by the way. Just 13 days away from the first day of spring. But Jason Aldean will be receiving the ACM Dick Clark Artist of the Decade. I said Decade Award. Now, Michelle, obviously only a handful of individuals have won this award before. You know, I think they only hand it out once every decade. The Artist of the Decade. Who's won this thing before now?
George Strait, Alabama.
Do you have the years in which, or the decade, rather, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You okay? Do you almost hang yourself with your scarf right there?
No, there was a bug on me.
Oh, now, and listen, when there's a bug.
Oh, my God.
The show
scared
just,
crap out of me.
Just comes to a halt.
Where did it come from? Anyways, sorry. Marty Robbins, Loretta Lynn, Alabama, and Garth Brooks, and George Strait.
Very nice.
So those are some pretty big heavy hitters.
Yeah, I was trying to think from, okay, so George Strait was 2008. So from 2008 until basically 2018.
Right.
Those 10 years.
It's about 50 years, all 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else maybe could they have chosen? I'm not saying Jason Aldean is not worthy.
I know, I was kind of shocked about that, to be honest,
but,
when you said
yeah,
that.
But who else might be,
Tim McGraw, Luke Bryan almost.
I didn't think about Tim. Might be a good one. Tim might be a little, or I mean, Luke Bryan may be a little too late, right? I mean, because you think he
I
really.
I feel like they came out at the same time.
Who's that?
Jason Aldean and Luke Bryan.
Yeah, well, listen, before Luke really was Luke, I mean, he had songs that weren't, I mean, that were more country and weren't as commercially successful as they were now.
I'm trying to think who
I don't think Luke was Luke until like 2011.
I'm just thinking of like super successful country artist Kenny Chesney. His tour every year is in the top five.
Yeah, you're right about that. I tried to think of a female because obviously one of the big stories of 2018, and it's sort of bled into the new year here, was the lack of female representation within country music. And then I thought to myself, well, who could maybe be
maybe
the representation of...
In the 90s, I would have said Shania, for sure.
Mm.
But...
Who won it in the 90s? Oh, Garth Brooks. It was kind of hard not to give it to Garth.
Right.
In the 90s.
Carrie Underwood.
It's about the only one you can think of, right?
Honestly.
So, Jason Aldean will be recognized at, again, the 54th Annual ACM Awards for his outstanding achievement in radio. That's us. digital media, sales, streaming, events, touring, television. That used to be you. And everything else.
Thank you.
That's the Dick Clark Artist of the Decade. He passed in 2012. Been that long, huh? Seven years since he's passed away.
That's sad.
Our girl Reba.
Oh, yeah. What about Reeves?
Hosting. That's all I was going to say. Just hosting.
Oh.
Were you hoping I had some earth-shattering news on Reba McEntire?
I would have said back in the 90s, she was probably up there, too.
She was bigger probably late 80s, right?
80s. Early 90s.
Yeah. Hey, what really shattered the earth yesterday, really and truly, was this news about Alex Trebek.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is just horrible. First of all, this guy, just for him to get up there and read that prepared statement, or it may have been off the cuff, I don't know, but who knows. But for him to just get up there and do that, I would have broken down like a baby up there. And all of us watching it were breaking down.
Oh, my gosh,
And it was tough to watch. If you haven't heard, Alex Trebek revealed just yesterday, of course, the host of Jeopardy, that he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. which is not good.
No.
Survival rate is low.
It's what Patrick Swayze died of, and he died really quickly.
I was just going to say that, Michelle. That happened extremely fast, didn't it? Here's a little bit, basically all of it, it's a little over a minute, of what Alex Trebek said yesterday. They released a video Jeopardy did on their whole YouTube channel.
Hi, everyone. I have some news to share with all of you, and it's in keeping with my longtime policy of being open and transparent with our Jeopardy fan base.
Walter Cronkite.
I also wanted to prevent you from reading or hearing some overblown or inaccurate reports regarding my health. So therefore, I wanted to be the one to pass along this information. Now, just like 50,000 other people in the United States each year, this week I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Now, normally the prognosis for this is not very encouraging, but I'm going to fight this, and I'm going to keep working, and with the love and support of my family and friends, and with the help of your prayers also, I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease.
Now listen, hold on. You know what might be rough? He's 78, I think. And what might be a little rough is watching him, if his health obviously worsens, seeing him still on television. I mean, at some point, I don't know how long he can just continue to host the show, especially if it starts to go south. You know what I mean?
I think he'll try and work through it.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure he will, but I mean,
yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see all that go down.
Truth told, I have to, because under the terms of my contract, I have to host Jeopardy for 3 more years. So help me,
Alex.
Keep the faith, and we'll win. Aww. We'll get it done. Thank you.
We got you, Alex. We got you.
He's one of those voices that it's reassuring to hear it every night, you know, every night at 7:30, you can turn it on. Kind of like, it's like a ritual. 7 o'clock, Wheel of Fortune. 7:30, you got Jeopardy. And Alex Trebek, he's just one of those, like, reassuring voices. He just makes you feel at ease.
I'm glad you brought up Wheel of Fortune, because Pat Sajak released a statement yesterday. I'll just kind of paraphrase. Their family deeply saddened to hear of that news in which we just shared with you. They sent their prayers, condolences. They went on to say, but this is I'm quoting now, but there is no one I know who is stronger and more determined, and I would never bet against him. We, the entire country, are pulling for you, Alex. Pat Sajak there.
Love that. I love that. Cool. They're like bros. So cute.
Yeah.
78 years old. Like, doesn't Alex Trebek look amazing for 78?
He looks good. He looks all right. I mean, for 78,
yeah. So good. He's so handsome. I actually watched Jeopardy last night because I was like, you know what?
Got you in the mood, huh?
Watch it until the end. 3 more years, we can do this.
He's been the host of course, the syndicated quiz show since 1984. Now, listen, you mentioned, or he did, rather, there at the end, his whole contract. He actually toyed with retiring just a couple of years ago and actually re-upped his contract just last year in 2018 to go through the 2021-2022 season. So,
who do you think could replace him?
That's a great question. I have no idea.
I don't think that there is someone out there right now in the game show world that. So say he,
you know who I could see doing it.
2021. Who's going to fill his shoes? If you say Chris Harrison, I swear.
No, I. Oh, okay. No, I wasn't going to say Chris. Are you talking about the
Bachelor guy? Yeah.
No.
Who were you going to say?
I was going to say Steve Harvey would be good in that role. Probably.
Mm-mm.
More of a comedian.
He's too funny.
Yeah, but I get that. I get that. And you're right, Jeopardy is not all about that. It moves along a little too fast.
Yeah.
For all of Steve's sidebars.
You know
what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. We need somebody good. Real good.
Hold on. I might be wrong. Was Jeopardy around before Trebek got there? It says he started here in 1984. Is that how long it's Jeopardy's been around?
I guess.
Is he the one and only host?
Here, I can find out.
Yeah.
I don't know. And
he's won 5 Emmys as the best game show host. Lifetime Achievement Award, too, from the TV Academy. Won that back in 2011.
Oh, no. Jeopardy has been around since 1964. The previous host was Art Fleming from 1964 to 1979.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Back then, it was a daytime show.
Oh, really?
I don't think it went nighttime until Alex Trebek came into the picture.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
So that was kind of the big news from yesterday.
Yeah,
with your
sad news.
Yeah, within your morning quickies today. Just crazy. You had Luke Perry and Jerry Lee Lewis, both with strokes. Then back to Luke Perry, who died like days later.
I know.
Now we have Alex Trebek.
Listen.
They say it comes in threes.
He's not going anywhere. I'm telling you.
Neither are.
I have faith.
Neither are we. Z Country 99.9 WTUZ. Good morning. It's Eric and Michelle ready to celebrate some birthdays along with all of you. But first, our big shot, celebrity birthdays. I'm telling you, March has been weak so far. We have from the Pittsburgh Steelers here. Franco Harris, 69, known for making the immaculate reception. See, I know my football history, folks. And I know the Steelers are great. That's why I hate them. I'm a Browns fan. I mean, come on. Also, from the Pittsburgh Steelers again. Sorry, wrong button. Lynn Swann, wide receiver, 67. Both are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame right now.
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Had to get in there after those two mentions. Actress Rachel Weisz, 49. Also, Jenna Fischer from The Office, Pam, as you may know her, she's 45 years old. And in terms of celebrity birthdays, Michelle, that's pretty much it.
Pretty lame.
Yeah. Like, yeah, two Steelers, definitely lame. Hey, do you want to start us off with our local celebrities?
Sure. Benjamin Trolio is celebrating a birthday out of Yorksville today. Happy birthday to you. Happy 21st birthday to Alan from Port Washington. Alan Quillen, that is, who says, love mom and dad. Casey Thuner? Casey.
Bueller?
Thuener? I don't know. I'm sorry. She's going to be 17, and she wants to say, happy 17th birthday. I love you, from Paige.
Listen, if I mispronounce a name, I only do it once. You mispronounce it about 18.
I'm trying to, sound it out. Heather Sowers is celebrating her 52nd birthday today out of Denison. Alexis Troyer has a birthday today out of Sugar Creek. Mary Ruth Warner is celebrating out of Dover. And a special birthday goes out to Coach Gears, Nate Gears, that is, out of New Philadelphia. He's 34 today.
Very nice. Hey, one more celebrity birthday. Bryan Cranston from Breaking Bad. He's 63. Forgot that one. Jason Holscher, happy birthday to you. Colin Whitman is celebrating birthday number 19. That means you were born in the year 2000. Just sounds weird. Kathy Dreher, happy birthday to you. Dalton Hennis is celebrating. It says, awesome Autumn Lammers. No, she's not a professional wrestler, but she is awesome. Did that just end right there? Here, we'll start it up again. From Newcomers Town, happy birthday. Frida Moles is celebrating. Alexa Kinsey, happy birthday to you. And one more, happy birthday to Brooke Heater. So there you go.
It's Michelle, my turn to pick today.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know for a fact I did it yesterday.
It is my turn. All right, you know what? I'm going to give it to the... I always like to give it to the ones that I mess up their names.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Casey from Sugar Creek, turning 17 today. You are our winner.
Prizes awarded to you, Casey, from Texas Roadhouse, Auntie Ann's and Liddy's Cakes and Cookies. Congratulations. Thank you for listening. Anniversaries, by the way, come later on this hour. More of Your Kind of Country next on 99.9 WTUZ. We'll tell you how here very soon you can win $75 to Pam's Posies on a Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway. Now, according to the IFPI, obviously that's the International Federation of the Phonographic Industry, this song rules the globe, I guess, right? Fill us in, Michelle.
Havana.
Yeah.
By Camila Cabello. It is the number one. Oh my gosh, I lost my tab. Oh, here it is. Okay. So it has been named the 2018's best-selling digital song of the year.
Been streamed 2.6
billion times around the world. The equivalent of 19 million copies sold.
That's insane.
That is insane. Taking the runner-up position was God's Plan by Drake and Shape of You by Ed Sheeran. Very cool.
I mean, this song is a banger. Don't get me wrong.
You and the word banger. It kills me when you say that.
It means when you get in the club.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep, and you just bang it out.
Yes. Shoulders get going and everything else.
No, it's a great song.
So basically the best-selling song of 2018, digitally.
Yes, digitally.
It took them that long to figure that out, really and truly. I mean, as fast as we get everything nowadays.
I know, it's March.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what kind of blew my mind a little bit there.
Camila Cabello, for those that don't know, she was in the girl group Fifth Harmony.
Mm.
She branched out, and that's why they're no longer together.
Fourth Harmony is what they are now.
No, they're not together at all anymore.
Yeah, I know that. I know. Hey, what blew my mind, I read this, and I really didn't believe it was true, but it is. Taylor Swift's about to be 30 years old, okay?
Jeez.
Which I honestly still thought she was in her mid-20s.
Right.
But anyway, she did a column for Elle magazine. Basically, 30 things she learned before turning 30. Birthday's in December, I believe it's the 13th. It's when she will turn 30 years old. So she has a little bit of time to live it up in her 20s.
Right.
Still.
The last year of your 20s, girl. Live it up.
Get it while the getting is still good. Give us some of these, Michelle. I'm sure we all want to know what Taylor Swift has learned.
Top 30?
Yeah.
All right. Some of these are actually pretty good.
Not all 30, just a few here, yeah. Some of her life lessons.
Number two, I thought this was interesting. Being sweet to everyone all the time can get you into a lot of trouble.
So now
I feel like I can relate to that.
Now she's going to be a mean girl. Don't be a mean girl now, Michelle.
No, I think that when you're just really nice to people, it kind of makes you feel vulnerable.
Always a yes person?
Yes. Yes.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Trying and failing and trying again is normal.
Yes, don't be afraid to, that's a good one. Don't be afraid to fail at things.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
We fail every day from 6A to 10A. I mean, don't be afraid to fail out there. I'm just kidding.
No. She says that she's learned to stop hating every ounce of fat on her body. I mean, she's kind of...
Oh, my God. Okay, I could have gone without that one right there.
But, I mean, in this world, women are under a lot of scrutiny.
No, I understand it.
Yeah.
I understand it, women. Gals, I get it.
Banish the drama. She goes here on to say that her biggest fear is, and how after the Manchester arena bombing and the Vegas concert shooting, she was completely terrified to go on tour.
Because she did go on a touring hiatus for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we're talking about Taylor Swift. She did this column with Elle magazine, 30 things she learned, her life lessons before the age of 30. Give me just a couple more.
All right, let's see here. Oh, this one makes me laugh. She said, I recently discovered command tape, and I definitely would have fewer holes in my walls if I'd hung things up along that way. She goes on to say, this is not an ad, I just really love command tape.
Well, listen, if command tape has any sense, if they have any brains there in their marketing department, Michelle...
Yeah,
they would
call
partner.
Her
they would partner
right
up
away.
With Taylor. Have her people call your people. Get it worked out.
Right. Let's see here. I'm trying to find some good ones. Playing mind games is for the chase. Ooh, what is that?
Don't know what that means.
In a real relationship or friendship, you're shooting yourself in
mind
the
games
foot if you don't tell people or the other person how you feel and what it could be done to fix it. No one is a mind reader. So if you got something on your chest, it's best to just let it out. You know what I mean? Don't hold it in. I like that. She's a smart girl.
Listen, I got something for you. Need to get off my chest.
Oh, no.
You ready?
Here we
Since
go.
We're going there.
Jeez.
It's really nothing big. Blockbuster Video. Their final store now. Well, first of all, here's the deal. I guess last year in Bend, Oregon, a Blockbuster store became the last one in the U.S. Now, it's the last one in the world. In the world. So there's a Blockbuster down under. Literally, pardon the pun, because all Blockbusters have went down under. But there's one in Australia that will close later this month, leaving the one in Bend, Oregon, as the sole survivor, Michelle.
When was the last time you saw a Blockbuster?
Honestly, there was one in Beeville, Texas.
Oh, no.
Believe it or not, that when I moved there, was still open.
Mm.
By the time I left my span, I was there like 7 years or so, it had closed.
Oh. That's
weird, right?
Yeah, it is.
And then they turned it into a pawn shop.
Well, I think the Blockbuster around here is now a GameStop.
Is
down,
it?
Down right. by Walmart. I saw a meme the other day. That's so funny you brought up Blockbuster, because it said something. I went to go get out my ID, like the cashier had asked for my ID, but my Blockbuster card fell out, and she said, oh, never mind.
Why do you still have that thing?
That's what I mean. It was just funny, like showing your age, like obviously you're 21.
Mm. You know what would have been great for them to do, though? Like, you know, hold the please be kind and rewind, right?
Yeah.
What would have been great if they had, like, somehow rewind points? Like, reward those who actually do rewind.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You know what I mean? Like, wow. Like after five rewinds, you get a free rental.
Oh,
right?
My God.
I mean, where was...
Well, you're a little late on that train.
I know, I was... Listen, I was 10 years old at the height of Blockbuster's career, probably, right? Mid-90s, late 90s.
Right.
10, 15 years old, whatever. But yeah. Where was I then? I don't know. Thanks to Netflix and, you know, what was it before that? Redbox, where they would deliver...
In the mail.
Right in the mail, and then you'd have to time it up nicely to where...
You had that show done before it was your allotted time.
It was a tight rope you had to walk.
Oh, what?
Timing up. I mean, if you were in the midst of
a
continuous show that had different seasons...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do you know?
Didn't you just love as a kid going to like a Blockbuster or Hollywood Video and like I get to rent a movie for the night?
Yeah, oh, yeah,
it was so fun.
Movie nights were legit. Yeah. Oh man, those were the days. Kids have no idea.
You would walk in and
hey, you want Netflix and chill, man. No, go to Blockbuster. Rent a VHS. Pick up a Butterfinger on the way out.
You walk in, you had that big wall of videos. It was like, ooh, which one can I choose? Or you know what always tricked me? Because they would have like the display videos, you know? And then you look behind it and there was no actual rentable video. And you're like, oh, no.
You would think it's there, but it's not. That's
so
how they
depressing.
Would get you. That would make me so mad, I would not rewind. And you know what? Screw you guys. I don't want your rewind points anyways.
Oh, my gosh.
At one point, Blockbuster rental stores were everywhere. Had 9,000-plus stores worldwide.
They used to have Blockbuster movie awards. Do you remember that?
And I think when they... Yeah, did they have... Yeah, I remember those rewards. And then they used to mail stuff to you as well when that whole thing got started. But then they just became squashed, didn't they? I thought you could get Blockbuster delivered to your...
You're right. For a minute there, they kind of jumped on the Redbox bandwagon.
And they just fell way behind.
Yeah. But there used to... Do you remember when I say awards, I mean, there was an award show, like a Blockbuster award.
Oh, I don't remember that. No.
Yeah, there was...
I thought you said rewards, like an actual... like.
No, I'm sorry. There was a Blockbuster award show at every year. I think it was based on, like, rentals and, like, Blockbuster.
Hmm.
But and that obviously, that's gone. So sad. I mean, it was like a cultural phenomenon.
Yeah. And you don't have to cry about it, but yeah, it is sad.
I'm not crying.
No, I'm just kidding.
Tissue. Where's the tissues?
Hey, it's 7:41, about to flip to 7:42. And while it's flipping, I want to tell you that it is a Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway. Michelle, what can folks win?
$75 to Pam's Posies in Dover.
The best part about this contest is the pictures that we receive via social media or our Weaver Appliance text line from the flowers that folks get, right?
Yes.
Love that.
I love it when they send text us in pics.
Here's the deal. The keyword PAMS on the Weaver Appliance text line. Let us know who deserves a lovely bouquet of flowers in your life on this Thursday, March the 7th, and you will be rewarded. We'll let these text messages build up. We'll pick a winner just before the 9 o'clock hour. So you have a good hour plus.
Just a reminder, it's a texting, not a calling.
Yes, the phone line is blowing up right now. And your phone is literally blowing up, too.
Yes.
Or was that mine? That was yours, by the way.
It was the text line. I'm getting text alerts.
They bother you all the time, even on your personal devices.
I know, I get it on my watch.
Again, it's keyword PAMS on our text line, and we will select a winner next hour. Good luck to you. 99.9 WTUZ, Maren Morris's husband. Right? Didn't we go over this? They're married, right?
Yes.
Ryan.
For a year now.
Heard. To a T is the name of that. One anniversary to get to today. Speaking of marriages, Dave and Tamara Hahn. 21 years out of Sherrodsville. Dave, Tamara, happy anniversary. Michelle, if folks want to enter the anniversary contest, please tell them how.
They can text anniversary to the Weaver Appliance text line, 330-339-9399. Or you can mail it. Don't forget, snail mail is still a thing.
Put a stamp on it.
2424.
What are they now, 50 cents?
Yes, remember we were shocked by that.
Yeah.
2424 East High Avenue in New Philadelphia. Or you can email us, contests@WTUZ.com.
It's so easy, folks, to enter, and you could be rewarded at the end of the month. Speaking of being rewarded, right now we're in the midst of our PAMS Bouquet Thursday giveaway. Keyword PAMS on our text line. Let us know who deserves a lovely bouquet of flowers, and you could be chosen as the winner on this Friday Eve. We do that every Thursday. Big shout out to PAMS Posies there in Dover. More of Your Kind of Country next.
Z Country.
Sometimes I feel as if I'm not deeply enough unconscious. I mean, feel like I need to be in a deeper zone of unconsciousness.
Oh my God.
Hey, busy day for R. Kelly yesterday, some may say, right? You don't want to feel bad for the guy. Not at all, whatsoever. First was the sit-down. Did you finish watching the whole thing yet?
I watched a little bit. Not the whole thing, did you?
No, not yet. The sit-down with Gayle King. We played a little bit of this yesterday.
What? How stupid would I be to do that?
I didn't say you
were
holding...
That's stupid, guys! Is this camera on me?
Yes, it's on.
That's stupid! Use your common sense! Don't forget the blogs. Forget
cringeworthy, right?
How you feel about me? Hate me if you want to, love me if you want, but just use your common sense. How stupid would it be for me to, with my crazy past and what I've been through, right now I just think I need to be a monster and hold girls against their will, chain them up in my basement, and don't let them eat and don't let them out unless they need some shoes down the street from their uncle. Stop it. Y'all quit playing. Quit playing. I didn't do this stuff. This is not me. I'm fighting for my life.
Then after that, he stood up and kind of got belligerent, and then some representative of his had to come.
And they were, like, patting him down with, like,
makeup.
Paper towels
or whatever.
Stuff,
yeah,
like,
trying to get him to calm down. It was something else. And then after that, he went to jail yesterday, R. Kelly. Yeah, like I said, not a good day for him. Back child support is what he owes. I guess he turned himself in.
He came here in good spirit, expecting to walk out. He came here to make some arrangements. What he had, I think it was $50,000 or $60,000 that he was willing to pay. He can't pay as you.
So he's willing to pay that, but I think he owed like close to $200,000 in back child support.
You know, he hadn't worked in a long time. He can't book shows. He can't do anything. There's been a lot of things going on in Mr. Kelly's life, lawsuits, all the things that are happening, and he just didn't have the money. And so he didn't have $161,000. In the end, nobody wins. The kids still don't have any money. So at the end of the day, he's locked up. Andrea and her kids, they still don't have anything.
Thing is, he'll probably never be able to work again.
I know.
So
he won't be able to.
How he'll be getting his money, who really knows?
I feel like we're watching the fall of R. Kelly.
Oh, my God. It's hard. It's right before our very eyes. It's,
right.
It's happening. So, I don't know. Is he still in jail right now?
I don't know.
For this?
I didn't know
for the child support thing?
Got released or not.
It's been one heck of a past few weeks for him.
Poor guy. I mean, I don't feel sorry for him.
Of course, it all stems from, alleged accounts of him and underage girls. That's really,
right.
I guess, all you need to know.
Yeah.
Here's no easy transition from that to International Women's Day. That's tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Now, you know, tomorrow we'll have some some cool things geared towards International Women's Day. Maybe some polls, maybe some blocks of music, that kind of thing. But also, Michelle, something new tomorrow for all of us, I guess.
There is a new website. New York. It's nyhistory.org slash women's history. It, like you said, it launches tomorrow on International Women's Day.
Very nice.
Super cool. I was just pulled it up right now, and it's it has all the history from like when they were going through the women's suffrage party and trying to be able to vote, and it's very, very cool.
Yeah, the history of women and how, you know, they were sort of...
Equal rights.
Yeah, discriminated almost against.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yeah, it's really cool. Very, very cool.
If you look back at it, really and truly, women have only been allowed to vote for, what, a little over 100 years or something like that? Or has it been...
less than that.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right.
I think it's like only 60 years or something like that.
No way.
I promise you.
That's crazy.
Because wasn't it in the 1950s? Women's voting.
I thought for sure by around the time the Titanic sank, around 1912, that I'm pretty sure... Women were allowed to...
Let me figure this out.
You know what I mean? That women were allowed to vote by that point in time. But that's tomorrow, International Women's Day.
Yeah.
New website launched in honor.
I'm hoping that we can play a lot of female artists tomorrow.
Please. That's the goal. Didn't I just say that?
Yeah. Just making sure.
All right.
Okay.
I'm not going too old school. Don't...
Oh, come on.
Uh-uh.
You can do that.
You find any information we're looking for?
It goes by all these different states, like Spain, Italy. It's all over the world.
Hey, Siri, when were women allowed to vote in the United States of America?
Okay, I found this on the web for when were women allowed to vote in the United States of America.
She doesn't really give you exact, you know what I mean?
I
they make you go to this Wikipedia article.
Oh, 1920.
Yeah,
before
so
the ratification
not even 100 years, 99 years. So I was pretty close.
Wow, that's so sad.
Just think about that aspect alone.
You know
what I mean?
I know.
They were electing presidents in 1700s, you know what I mean?
That's true.
Mm.
And now we're having female presidential candidates, which is so cool. We had Hillary, and this year I think they're... Already two people that have come out on the Democratic side saying that they want to run for president.
Hillary said she's out, though, right, for 2020?
Right.
She's not down for the get down again?
Right. But there are two other females. Their names are escaping me right now. But they're going to be running. So that's exciting. Good for them.
Hey, Babbling Brook is here. She'll present Z News later. After that, that's when we'll pick the winner for the Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway. $75 to Pam's Posies. Will be awarded to someone here on this chilly March the 7th. That's Rich. It's Marin Morris on 99.9 WTUZ. Babbling Brook in the building.
Hello.
Michelle's here too. Double duty today. She deserves a donut or something today, doesn't she? In
yeah,
honor
about
of
some
her.
Oreos.
Well,
yes, bro.
Whatever.
I have a ton of those.
I see you're on her side.
Always.
All right, Z News, what do you have for us today, Brooke?
All right, in this day in history, in 1876, 29-year-old Alexander Graham Bell receives a patent for his revolutionary new invention, the telephone.
Mm.
Yes, where would we be without that today?
That's a really good question. I wonder if we're still here to see the iPhone, what he would think of it.
Right?
Like, that's so bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he never thought it would go this way.
Oh, no. Probably
you never
not.
Know what he thought.
Right.
Yeah. 1955, the first TV production of the musical Peter Pan, starring Mary Martin, aired on NBC. In 1983, the country music channel, the Nashville Network, went on the air. And then in 2010, Kathryn Bigelow became the first female to win the Best Director Oscar for The Hurt Locker.
And then wasn't she the husband of James Cameron, or former husband or something, right?
I'm
I thought
sure.
so. Yeah, of course, James Cameron directed Avatar and Titanic. So.
Ah, yeah. There you go. Holidays for today is National Hospitalist Day. It's National Be Heard Day and National Cereal Day. And I actually did pack cereal for my kids this morning.
What'd you pack them? Some Cheerios?
Lucky Charms.
Hey, listen, it's almost St. Patrick's Day, so it's...
That's okay.
It's as Michelle would say, totes approves.
Totes. Yes, yes. I said I ought to win the mom, good mom award today.
No one's judging.
Okay. On TV today, Grey's Anatomy's on at 9. Hollywood Medium with Tyler Henry will be on at 8. The Big Bang Theory is on at 8. The Top Chef will be on at 8. And then Brooklyn Nine-Nine will be on at 9.
Did you just say chef?
Chef. Okay, did I say chef? Maybe I did. Maybe. I meant to say chef. Kate Beckinsale, she'll be on Jimmy Kimmel, oh my gosh, yes, Jimmy Kimmel Live. I can't read today. I feel like I'm cross-eyed.
Kimmy Jimmel.
Honestly.
He kept telling me that while I was typing it, and I was like, no, stay focused, stay focused.
By the way, she and Pete Davidson.
Oh my gosh.
They were playing tonsil hockey at
Rangers
game.
Oh my gosh, Google Kate Beckinsale.
No, it's gross, don't.
And Pete Davidson, just the images.
No, you don't want to see it.
They're inappropriate.
You don't want to see it. Move on.
All right. Okay. And Cole Sprouse and the Jonas Brothers will be on The Late Late Show.
Hey, that's your boy from Riverdale.
Yes.
They're probably going to ask him about
Luke Perry.
Yeah. In other news, people can get to Sesame Street by way of SeaWorld starting later this month. It's going to be opening on March 27th. So they've gone away from... like real animals there, and now they're going another way.
Yeah, no more orcas.
Yes,
Muppets now.
Orcas. Yeah. Dan and Shay, they surprised a couple at their wedding by singing their song "Speechless."
Saw this video. Very cool.
Yeah, and it was actually planned by the bride's father. So how cool is that? That's a good dad award right there.
Yeah, listen, and I don't know how he got in touch with Dan and Shay to
say,
hey, come to my daughter's wedding and,
yeah.
And sing.
They probably slid into their DMs.
They did the song Speechless. Thanks, Michelle. Of course, that's like the wedding song of the summer.
Right.
At least it will be whenever summer rolls around. Oh, summer. But we're only 13 days away from spring.
Yay. It's snowing right now behind you.
Shut the front door.
Look right behind you.
I don't want to look. Ew. Hey, Michelle, do you have us a winner from our Weaver Appliance text line?
I do.
All right. Winner today of our Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway, $75 from Pam's Posies,
is Lisa Watson Davis.
I love someone with three names. And Lisa, Michelle will tell you what you've won.
$75 to Pam's Posies in Dover.
Yes, our Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway rolls around, well, every Thursday. Of course, we'll do it again next week. When is St. Patrick's Day?
Next week, I think. It's
but
next week.
I thought it was the 16th, isn't it?
I think it is.
So next week, the 14th, it'd just be your normal ho-hum
Thursday.
Yeah,
it would be the next week then.
No,
it is next week, but not.
It's not next week, you guys. I'm sorry. It's two Sundays from now.
St. Patrick's Day is?
Yeah, it's the 17th. That's on a Sunday. So we won't even be here.
That's right. It's always on a weird day, isn't it?
We'll have to wear green on Monday or Friday before.
Maybe we wear it on Friday. Well, it all depend on the boys and girls basketball team.
That's true.
All right.
That's true.
Congrats again to our winner, Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway. More of Your Kind of Country next. 99.9 WTUZ. Good morning. It's Mitchell, Tenpenny, Eric, and Michelle along with you. Hey, let's hop in the country music time machine. We'll see what occurred on this day in country music history from March the 7th. I'll start 1998. George Strait, Michelle, the king of country music, as many consider him, was at number one with his song Roundabout Way.
And today, in 2001, Faith Hill's album Breathe was certified for selling 6 million copies.
Also, that music video, CMT ranked that one of the sexiest music videos of all time. I just thought I'd throw that nugget in there. 2014, 5 years ago, Darius Rucker's rendition of Wagon Wheel certified triple platinum.
On this day in 2015, Zac Brown Band served as the musical guest on Saturday Night Live.
And one more. 2017, Reba met her wax figure during a sound check at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. Don't know what she thought of it. That would have to be awkward, right? To see your wax figure?
Yeah. Because I feel like sometimes you would think that doesn't look like you. You
right.
know what I mean? Like, that's not me. It's weird.
Mm.
But have you ever seen where they put the pictures of, like, the real person next to the wax figure? It's like, which one's which?
Yes. Sometimes it is hard
to
tell.
Sometimes it is hard.
And sometimes they look creepy and nothing like the actual person.
Right.
But anyway, hey, I want to remind folks about this. Tomorrow, the Big Z Sports team. First, any Lady Quakers in the house? Lady Quakers around here? Thank you. The Big Z Sports team will be live again in Zanesville as the Lady Quakers are again one win away from the state Final Four. They take on the Sheridan Lady Generals. Our pregame show starts at 6. Coverage at 7 of the opening tip. And what happens after that? Of course, New Philadelphia trying to get back to Columbus. We'll find out if they punch their ticket on Friday.
They will.
Coverage driven by Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg. It'll be myself, Joe, and Adam. And Michelle will be there, too, cheering them along. Not on the air, though. We wouldn't allow her to do that.
Aww.
You're too much of a homer.
I am.
No, I'm just kidding. Coming up next, your severe weather Team 9 forecast and more of your kind of country. Don't forget, get those requests in to us. Call or text 330-339-9399.
WTUZ.
Sometimes they do. It's Keith Urban, 99.9 WTUZ. Eric McElroy, Michelle Spring. Michelle, this is for you. For double duty today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'd give you a donut, but well, you know.
Aww.
You know.
Maybe hey. In April.
Maybe in 38 days. We do have our winners from today. We want to say congratulations to once again.
Lisa Watson Davis won $75 to Pam's Posies today. And Casey from Sugar Freak. I didn't want to butcher it again. Casey turned 17 today. Casey, your friend Paige, she sent in your birthday wish today. Happy birthday, Casey. Casey with a K.
Been one of them days.
I don't, how maybe would you pronounce
could,
that?
Maybe you could say an awkward vibe today. Thuner?
Thuner? Okay. Casey, I'm sorry. Much love to you, though.
Much love indeed. Hey, if you missed anything from today's show, podcast section at WTUZ.com, where, let's see, we talked about Jason Aldean, Artist of the Decade.
Yes.
Talked about Alex Trebek.
I know, so sad.
Taylor Swift's 30 for 30. R. Kelly's Rough Day yesterday. It's all available to you. Z News as well in the podcast section at WTUZ.com, as is the latest local newscast with, oh yeah, Michelle Spring today.
Hey.
Who that's now up there as well. Ready for tomorrow?
Yeah. It's going to be an even busier day.
It will indeed. Any Quakers in the house?
Woo-hoo!
Okay, of course, we have that game. We have our morning show still to do. And whatever else we have in store for you on a Friday as we help kick off the weekend. For Michelle, I'm Eric. Get in touch with us after hours. You know how to find us, you stalkers. WTUZ.com for everything else. The latest news, sports, what's happening, our streaming services, and, of course, links to the station's social media accounts right there on our website. Makes it easy for you. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's all right there again at WTUZ.com. Until tomorrow, you guys have a great one, Z Country. I promise it'll probably warm up here soon.